jump Q&A. Go ahead and raise your hands if you have any questions, and we'll call on you. Start off with Zach Buchanan.
Tori, saw last night that the organization released John Duplantier. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
You know, as far as the roster and the ins and outs of who's on it, moves that are made, that's a front office thing. So I do know that Duke was battling a strained right lat and was recovering from that. And but these things are unfortunate. These times are very, very tough and difficult. And you know, moves are always being made inside of an organization. And, you know, for whatever that reason is, I trust and have faith in the front office that they made the move because they needed to. You know, personally for me, John Duplantier was somebody that that I enjoyed being around when he was healthy and right, was very productive and did a great job while he was here.
Does it feel like, I know he had his stretches where he was healthy, but does it feel like you never really got to see him at his at full strength, you know, for any length of time? Just with all the injuries he's battled over the years.
Yeah, I would say it's a fair assumption. And this game is a very challenging game. And when you're not healthy and, you know, trying to go out there and gut some things out, it can be a little even more challenging. So I always appreciated the effort that he was trying to give. But, yeah, I don't think he had a huge stretch of great health over the past couple of years. And that's very unfortunate.
Speaking of health, do you have any health updates for us today?
A couple. Let's see. Carson was in Hillsboro last night, caught 9 innings, had 4 at-bats. He is DHing today. I think they're playing right now. Ketel Marte played 5 innings and had 3 at-bats in the ACL, and he's transitioning on his way right now up to Sacramento to join Reno. And then I think we have an eye on some rehab games. I think I told you yesterday, rehab games for Taylor Clark, which will be Friday in Reno. I think Seth Frankoff starting Saturday in Reno. And then I know that Luke Weaver got through all of his bullpens. I think he's going to face some live hitters. I believe that will be Friday. So, trending in a good spot, a good way, in a good direction with several guys that have been waiting to rejoin us.
What are your impressions of this ballpark? How's it play for you?
It's a beautiful ballpark. This organization did a great job in doing a lot of little things that stand out. I mean, there's a ton of entertainment space. There's great seats. Would seem like great sight lines that are very close to the action. The ballpark plays a little bit big. You know, you look out in left center field, and I think I saw 410 or 415. So, you know, if you're in the middle of the gaps, in the middle of the diamond, you got to drive the baseball to get it out of the ballpark. Down the lines, it seems like it travels pretty good. It's got a turf field that's exact same turf as ours, so we're familiar with it. But I think this is a beautiful facility. This organization did a great job planning and preparing, and it's showing up every single day.
Jack Summers,
do you feel like we can expect Carson to return to the team on Friday?
I don't know that answer. We're optimistic that it's going to happen as soon as possible. I am in the process of touching base with Vijay, Vince Harrison, his manager. I have yet to connect with him, but I will just get a bird's eye view about what he thinks. And we're just going to add up all of the parts of this equation and do what's right for Carson and make sure that he's ready. And when and if he's ready, we'll get him back here as soon as possible. But we're still evaluating him, and we want him to be healthy. He's got to get through his game healthy today. But today we're gonna add some things up and come to the next steps.
Torrey, is it important that he show he's able to catch back-to-back days just for to handle the impact that hand's going to take?
I'm trusting our medical team. Our guys are studs. So if they feel like it's something they need to see, then of course I'll sign off on it. But the fact that he's going back-to-back with the DH day sometimes for me is enough. And I think we'll be in a good spot if we get enough of that information and decide that he's ready to go.
Jody Jackson.
Hey, Torrey, just a question about Madison. And, you know, obviously hasn't been the season that he wanted just from the injury standpoint. But I'm just curious, over the last two, you know, years, and it's been, you know, last year was so strange in so many ways. And, you know, how has your relationship changed with him, or has it at all? And have you gotten a better understanding of, you know, what kind of tools he needs to succeed, things like that?
Wow, that's a fantastic question. I mean, I could take a deep dive with you on this and talk about a half hour on my relationship with him, because I really enjoy my relationship with him, and it continues to get better day by day. And, you know, he's a tremendous human being and cares for everybody around him in a very special way. It took us a little while to recognize that, because he is so intense, and he has such a presence that it's hard to get inside of that. But I feel like I've gotten there with him, and I've appreciated getting to know him day by day. The things I've learned about him are exactly the things that I suspected from the other dugout. He's an intense competitor. He wants to win every pitch that he throws. He wants to win every inning and every game that he pitches. And he sets an unbelievable example for everybody around him, and he's built on intensity and preparation. And if you're lacking that area, he's going to challenge you on it. And for me, he's a championship player that makes everybody around him just a little bit better. And I can really, really appreciate that. I know that it hasn't been the type of two-year stretch that he wanted. Last year was just such a crazy year for all of us, and he'd been battling some injuries that he fought back from and threw some good baseball games last year, and he threw some exceptional baseball games this year. We want that to continue today and for the rest of the year.
Thanks for that, Torrey.
Yeah.
How's Reddick feeling today?
Yeah, so Red was a I know you guys got the lineup yesterday. He was a late scratch. He's good. Feeling better, not at full strength, and I just felt like out of respect to him, I wanted to have him get a work day, get that stamina built back up, and see if he's available off the bench. But he's feeling better, and it was just a stomach illness that he's continuing to fight.
Evan Thompson.
Didn't quite understand. Will he be available to pinch hit today if need be?
He should be, correct. He should be.
Any other questions for Torrey? All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Torrey. Sure.